good to be in Pastor Moore.
Amen.
It is good to be saved tonight. And you think about what Terry's talking about, hell's enlarged its boundaries every day just because people, amen, choose to go there.
Yeah.
It wasn't created for mankind. It was created for Satan and his angels.
Right.
Man, today he chooses what route he'll take. And I tell you, folks, there's a lot of people, I believe, choosing the wrong route.
Yeah.
Amen. That they say they're on the road of righteousness, but well, I tell you what, their works and their actions, brother, it gets you a little show difference tonight. But I'm glad tonight to know that we serve a God, folks, that's loving, forgiving, compassionate. I've read a lot about his compassion over the years, and amen, where he would have compassion on people, and the love that he brought to us, the plan of salvation, and I'm so thankful for that, Brother James. I could have never made it without him. A lot of people, I believe, trying to make heaven without him tonight. Amen? But I've got a little scripture on my heart. I told Jerry a while ago, I said, I'm in trouble. I got a little scripture, but I'm telling you, I can't get nothing to go with it, brother. So we just got to trust in the Holy Spirit tonight and just let it give us what we stand in need of. And if not, I'll get out of the way, Jerry, and get up there and preach his message. And, amen. But it is good to be here tonight. Always good to be with you folks. And appreciate Brother Jeff and Sister Carolyn being with me tonight. And didn't know they was coming. I tried to sneak off. I didn't tell them I was coming. I think Jerry let the rat out of the bag. Amen. But it is good to have them there. They've been a blessing to me. And Sister Carolyn adopted me about 5-6 years ago as her little brother. So I'm thankful for that. And I appreciate that. Somebody loved me enough to adopt me. Jesus loved me enough to adopt me.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful for that. But tonight in the book of Deuteronomy tonight, the 28th chapter, I preached out of Deuteronomy Sunday night. And couldn't get away from it. And I got up Monday morning. I've been reading over in Samuel and 2 Samuel and stuff. And I thought, well, I just go back to my reading and drift it back over here again. Every time I turn around, I go back to this scripture here. And I don't know what God's got in store for us, but if you pray for us just a few minutes of time, we'll try to be as brief as possible.
The
28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, and starting at the first verse, try to read about 5-6 verses. It said, and it came, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Amen.
He said, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field.
Yep.
Blessed shalt be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kin. Mm-hmm. Amen. And the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Amen. Father in heaven, Lord, I come before you tonight. God, I ask you to bless tonight. Father, I can't do nothing on my own, Lord. God, don't even want to tempt you tonight. Father, let your Holy Spirit be with us. And Lord, I love you and I praise you. God, to stand before a great congregation tonight. Father, good people, Lord, tonight to preach your word. Father, we pray, God, that you use us just one more time, Father, and that to bless you and to bless them, Lord, tonight for your precious word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That verse there where he said you be blessed coming in and you be blessed going out. Amen. That scripture has stuck with me for the last 3 days and I can't get away from it. I couldn't find a thing in the world to go with that. But, amen, there was a thought just a minute ago came to me. David said that, amen, he was thankful whenever they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. I'm glad tonight, brother, whenever they told me to come to God's house. Amen. When I had the invitation to go to the Lord's house, Brother Jerry, I tell you what, I wasn't blessed, but when I got there, I got blessed. Amen. And brother, I went in that night, amen, undone without the Lord. I came out that night saved. And brother, I'm glad that whenever I went in, amen, I got blessed. And when I came out, I was still blessed. Amen. I'm thankful tonight for the blessings that God's given us. Amen. He said there in the first verse, amen, if we'd hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, brother, we would be blessed. I'm glad tonight all we have to do, amen, is just follow the words of God. Amen. Whatever He tells us to do, to be obedient. Brother Ron, I believe with all my heart, God will bless us. Amen. I believe tonight, amen, in God's voice, when it comes to Elijah out there, amen, when he was up on the mountain, brother, he said the rocks, earthquake came, the rocks rent, there was a great fire, and brother, there was a great wind, but you know what, he still couldn't hear God. Brother, he heard a small, still voice. And brother, I'm glad tonight, amen, when the devil, he comes to you, and he's putting thoughts in your mind, he'll come like a raging wolf, amen, like a raging wind in a storm, brother, but I'm glad, hey, that God speaks peace. Amen. He speaks hope to the heart. Hey, that we might understand the difference between the two. Brother Jerry, I'm glad tonight. Amen. And I know, hey, the voice of God. Hey, that when He speaks to the brother, amen, I can be blessed. Amen. Just to be obedient unto the Lord. Amen. I tell you, I think about many things in the Bible tonight. Amen. That would help us folks if we just listen to what God tells us. Amen. Listen, there was a man that built an ark. Just because he listened to the voice of God. He'd never seen rain. Amen. Never had seen a drop of water fall from the sky. But praise God, he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Noah, build me an ark. And I'm so glad tonight. Amen. And he listened to his voice. But let me tell you, all down through time, you'll find when God would command somebody to do something. Amen. Listen, I preached the other night. He said he put before us a life in good, amen, evil and death. I'm glad tonight, brother, amen, and I chose life. Thank you. Amen. Because in life, there's blessings from God. I ain't always walked that straight and narrow, but praise be unto God. Amen. I know the voice of God when He speaks. Amen. And when I get out of His will, amen, I know how to get back. Amen. I listen. Amen. To the call. A son just come home. I'm so glad tonight. Amen. That God is good to those that love Him.
Amen.
Amen. To those that don't. Amen. I didn't love God before I got saved. I heard about Him, know His power, knew things He could do. But Brother Jerry, I never did understand why God would want to save an old wretch like me. But I'm so glad that folks one night He dealt with my heart. And I'm so glad that I listened to the call. I've listened out through the Bible. I thought about a few little things. Amen. This evening. And I thought, God, I don't know how none of this stuff will come go with it. You said, give me my Bible. There it is. Amen. I tell you what, I'm just going to tell you tonight. And it's by the Spirit of God. Brother, I thought about old Peter out there. Amen. Laying there in prison. I believe Peter, he tried his best to do what God had him to do. And brother, he preached his word wherever he went. And there he was. He'd been thrown in prison. Amen. Listen, old James had been killed. But praise be unto God. Amen. At one night time there, it said the angel of the Lord came to him. Listen, there was a little prayer meeting going on just down the road. Folks, I'm talking about people that love God and get blessed. Brother Jeff, God is here. Amen. And He'll answer our prayers. Hey, we'll just do what He tells us to do. And look, He said for us to pray and believe. And whatsoever we ask, we shall receive. And they were down there praying. Hey, have a little old fashioned prayer meeting. And praise be unto God. Hey, God sent an angel to him. And saw him on the side. Said, Peter, get up and put your shoes on. Amen. Listen, the chains fell off of him. And look, I'm talking about. Hey, being blessed of God. And what the Lord can do for us. Hey, the devil will try to find himself. Hey, keep us from being blessed. But folks, I got good news. The greater is He that's in us than He that's in this world.
Amen.
Well, let me tell you, God take that angel there. He was talking about earlier to push Jeff out of the way. I believe that could happen, brother, because amen, I've seen the mighty hand of God many times. I believe that one time, Brother Jared, I went up to Interstate 40. I went in about 75 miles an hour and a tractor trailer run me off the road. Brother, I still believe just as sure as I'm sitting here today. Amen, that God rested down with His hand and took my vehicle and set it right back in the road. Brother, let me tell you, I went down through the bushes, the woods, amen, and traveling around. Applied. Amen. The next thing I knew, I just exploded the seal. I know that God is going to hold of it. Because I couldn't do nothing. Except say, Lord, help me. And Brother God showed up. That's what we're talking about tonight. And people
pray is, brother, I just want the blessings of God. I want the goodness of God. And the things that he's saying, it might just obey his voice. And brother, he would give me a desire for my heart. And brother, tonight, it's not grievous. Hey, to keep God's word. There's no trouble tonight. Hey, but just to follow Jesus. Because he's good. And the devil's wicked. And he'll lead you out into hell. But Jesus wants us to go to glory.
Amen. 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 You know what? I believe with all my heart, he went on his way out there to Damascus. He heard the voice of God.
Yeah,
you? Brother, he said he fell to the earth there, and he was blind because the light was so bright. You know, everybody else thought maybe it thundered, but you know what? Oh, Paul said, "Who art thou, Lord?" Brother, he knew who he was. And brother, even though he was lost, he knew who he was. And I'll tell you, there's many things down through there. Amen. If you'll just look at it, amen, and study it. And brother, you'll find that they got blessed. Hey, that was in a night. Hey, how good, how pleasant it was for him. Amen. To get to go down to one called Paul. Amen. Saul. Amen. And lay his hands on him and pray for him. And brother, what a blessing that had to be. And when God could only say it, Paul said it, he could have. But Ananias said it, Lord, I hear this man, and I know what he is. But he said, yeah, but I showed him in a vision. Hey, a man called Amen. Tonight, I've got a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Amen. He's closer than my mother. And brother, I can go to him with any problem I got. And he don't shove me and push me around and tell me how bad off he's got it. Amen. He'll just sit and listen. And then he'll give me the answer to it. And that answer will work. Amen. Every time that answer will work. Amen. Just got to do what God tells us. Amen. You're going through the Bible. I thought about Joseph. Amen. I don't know why he's on my mind tonight, but you know what? Here he was, a young boy, come up after his brothers, and he was telling them, you know, he had dreams. Amen. About how their brothers would bow down. He roundabout way. I'll just put it in layman terms so we can understand it. Amen. They got jealous of him. This dreamer, this little silly dreamer, thinks we're going to bow down to him. Hey, let me tell you something. God had a plan. Amen. Didn't he? Amen. Listen, they sold that boy. Hey, look at my and put him in a pit. And then some men come along and they stole their own brother. And brother went back and told their daddy that some wild beast had killed him. Hey, could you just imagine the wickedness in their hearts? Hey, but the troubles they had from that day on. Brother, they said a great famine came. Brother, let me tell you about that little boy. And God loved him. He saw him in the pit. He saw him in the prison. And opened a door for him. And then he took and survived the whole country. Because he listened to the voice of God.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. He took and amen. He told him, said, listen, there's going to be 7 years of famine and 7 good years before. Amen. He said, there were 7 good years. Let's lay up. Let's put storehouse. Brother, listen. Hey, tell what God said to us over in Malachi. He said, lay meat up in my house, brother. He said, listen. And he said, and then try me and see if I will just open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you can't even contain it all, brother. I'm glad tonight. Hey, that God is the blesser.
Amen.
It ain't us. It's Him. Amen. You know what? A lot of people, they get excited. You know, we go to church. Sometimes people get to sing and they'll get excited. Sometimes somebody will shout, this and that. And it's good. I mean, that excites me. But it ain't a blessing. Amen. It's just excitement. I tell you, when I get blessed is when God talks to me. Amen. When God speaks to me one-on-one, Brother Jerry. I might be well fetching in the middle of the field. Brother, I might be gone out. I might even be coming in the house. Amen. And the Lord speaks to me. Brother, I'm sitting out back. Amen. Just yesterday. Amen. Sitting out there in the back of the house, and they're trying to get some peace and quiet, and praise God, the Lord spoke to me, and He said, I love you. I mean, how much better does it feel, amen, when the Lord just says, I love you. And brother, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, I know it ain't good. all it is, Brother Ron. You've been good to me, brother. Yeah. Man, he saved me. He told me I didn't have to go to hell. You're talking about he didn't want to feel that no more. Hey, man, if that's what it's going to be like, he didn't want to go there. Let me tell you something, folks. God's good to us.
Yes,
he made a way for us not to go there. He loved us enough that he made a way for us not to go there. Folks, I'm telling you now. He said if we just listen diligently under his voice, he will bless us when we go out and he will bless us when we come in. I'm glad for that, brother. You know what? When I got saved, this was something that troubled me. Hey, man, there came a time I lost my job. You remember that, brother Jerry? He was my pastor. Hey, man, I lost my job. And boy, I didn't know what in the world to do. I fiddled around with him, Brother Jake. Hey, man, some burnt my ears, got cancer from that. Hey, you get in trouble running around them, too. Hey, man, how about God still blessed me? Hey, man, we would talk. Hey, man, share those scriptures all day long. Hey, man, but it come a time in my life. Hey, man, I got a job and I went to work. And you know what? That Brother Jerry, I was Sunday school teacher, deacon of the church. Hey, man, and I'd have to work all night long. Hey, man, and be at church that morning. And Brother, I barely could hold my eyes open. And I know I wasn't doing God justice. Amen. And I said, Lord, God, if it just be your will, give me a job, Lord. Amen. As long as it's daytime, I'll dig a ditch for $5 an hour. Lord, I'll do anything. As long as I don't have to work on Sunday, amen. And I can serve you. And brother, 2 weeks, God opened the door for me.
Amen.
I want to do it for his glory, not for mine. I want to do it for his glory. And he blessed me, brother. He gave me a job. Amen. Amen. He gave me a thorn in the flesh back yonder. Amen. Praise God for that. Amen. I keep you humble. You know that? I told her I'd get her for tonight, told her. Amen. Listen, God's been good to us. Amen. He has given us a place that we go in of a morning. Amen. We assemble ourselves around the time clock and we pray. Amen. I'm thankful for that, brother.
Yeah.
Sometimes one of them will even join us. But I praise God. Hey, that we had a place that we can go to. Amen. And we can still serve God. Amen. I'm glad that when I go in, amen, I'm still serving God. Amen. I'm leaving, I'm still serving God. Amen. God's still blessing. And that's why that it breaks my heart to think about them. I may be slipping off into hell when they could have the blessing. They're looking towards the money. I'm looking towards the glory. I'm looking for money. Now the rod, brother. I don't need the things of this world.
Amen.
God. We need God, amen, more than we need anything,
amen.
Well, I'm so glad tonight for what the Lord's done for me.
Amen.
I'm glad that he's given me some good old Christian brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Amen. Let me tell you something. Not everybody, I've said this many, many times, not everybody carries a Bible. Amen. As a brother.
Amen.
Not a sister.
Brother.
I was telling you. Amen. But it's found a little love you. You know that? That's found a look through you bad times and still love you.
Yeah.
Amen. Even when you have faults, they'll still love you. You know that?
Yeah.
Amen. That's what a true Christian brother and sister is. Amen. They will say, God help him. Or God help her, whatever they're going through. Lord, lift them up and encourage them. Well, let me tell you, if we just listen closely and act to the voice of God.
Amen.
You know, he said if we keep his commandments, we can live with him.
Amen.
He told the rich young ruler there, he said, sell all you got and take up your cross and follow me.
Amen.
You know, that was grievous to him.
Yeah.
Bible said he had a lot of riches, and boy, he just couldn't see giving that up. You know that?
Amen.
You know what? I believe if he just had been like, amen, old Abraham was with Isaac, and just went ahead and started, I believe God took care of him. Don't you hear me? Amen. I thought about that this evening. I thought, Lord, I got the word. I know the Spirit's in me, but where in the world's the fire at, Lord? Amen. Listen, that's what he was. But Isaac said, Lord, Bible said, here we got the wood. There's the altar. There's the bar. Where's the sacrifice? Amen. God just wants us to be obedient.
Amen.
That's all he wants from us.
Amen.
Amen. Just to be obedient. I might not get up here and preach like when that $1 million preacher down the road. I might not preach like this $2 one over here, but praise God. Amen. I thank God for what he's done for me. You know that? Amen. I'm thankful for that, Brother Jerry. Amen. That God's given me something tonight that I can't say. Jesus saved me.
Amen.
And he blessed me. Brother Jerry, more than I ever deserved.
Me too.
Amen. I don't have the riches this world. Well, I got Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, I said the other night, in our church, you know what? We look around, you have made mention a while ago. If you look around, you'll see some somebody else worse shape. Amen.
Amen.
No matter how broke you get, you find somebody broke in you.
Right.
And no matter how sick you get, you look, you'll find somebody that's a little bit sicker. So tonight, we can count our blessings. Hey, we was blessed. We was able to come to the house of God.
Amen.
We had water at home. Amen. We had a vehicle to drive. Amen. I had supper before I came. Praise God. The Lord's blessed me today. Hey, got me through one more day. And if I leave here going home tonight, hey, the Lord sent me, brother, to take me out of here in that little purple Nissan. Praise God. I'll just go home in that little thing.
Yeah,
I might not look like old Elijah was in that whirlwind, that chariot, but hey, I'll look like some old Barney woman.
Yeah.
Amen. Purple and loving you, Lord. Amen. Loving the Lord. Amen. Listen, I'm not afraid to die anymore.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not a bit afraid to die anymore. I used to worry myself to death about that. Lay awake at night and say, God, don't let me die. Amen. After I got saved, Eric, I would do that. Amen. But God's let me see. Hey, even through His Word, you know what He said? Blessed are they that are asleep in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Those that are in the grave, you know what? They're resting from their labor.
Yeah,
they know what the troubles you and I got tonight. Amen. They're just laying there waiting for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting for the call. You know what I believe tonight? I watched the Walker Texas Ranger last night. My little grandson, he likes to watch it. I don't know where he gets his name at, but Paul Walker or something, he calls him. I forget what he says about it, but anyway, I was watching Walker last night at then. This little girl had gotten shot. Amen. And they kept trying to get her to take therapy. And she said, no, God's going to take care of me. Amen. But old Walker showed up. He may be a karate expert, but he knows a little bit about God too.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what he told her? He said he knew a man that for 10 years, he blamed God because he never won the lottery. God, he said he had prayed hard that God would let him win the lottery.
Yeah.
Amen. But out of 10 years, he had never bought a ticket. Say, sometimes if you want something from God, you got to leave.
Right.
I ain't telling you to buy a lottery ticket because God ain't going to bless you.
Amen, brother.
That's just the world. But what I'm saying is that little girl said, I get it. Amen. You know what? If we want God to bless us, get up and go to the house of God.
Amen.
You'll be blessed coming in, and you'll be blessed going out. I promise you. Amen. It ain't a burden to go to God's house. Amen. And God will bless you for it. Have you just put more care?
That's it.
Brother Jeff burnt bad on Friday night.
Yep.
Wanting to be sent to they want to send him to a burn center. He's at church Sunday morning. Amen. Praise God for that. Amen. You know what? People say, well, he ought to went home. They want to say, I ought to do that. Yeah, he might have. I should have by that man's standards. But God's blessed him.
Amen.
Amen. He's still going. Amen.
Right.
Hairs grow back. Skin's tearing back all the time. So praise God. I know what Jesus can do. Amen.
Amen.
Just like the lepers, brother, when they were sitting out there starving to death and they wasn't allowed to go into the city and they wasn't allowed to do nothing. Amen. They're sitting out there in a famine in the land and they said, why in the world did we sit here dying? And what's the world doing? It's setting it down.
Yeah,
right. When we can live through Jesus.
Right.
Through Jesus we can live. Talk about blessings tonight. Amen. If we just listen to the voice of God.
Amen.
You know what? I've said this many times. I ask this question at church sometimes. Amen. Have you ever, even when you was real sick, and you stayed at home on Sunday, long about church time, did you start thinking about that service? Was there something inside of you made you feel maybe just a little bit sicker? You got that old feeling, right? God, maybe I could make it. I mean, if you're saved by the grace of God, you thank Him for yourself. I believe that with all my heart. And I know people get sick. And I know there's people sick and sick and can't come. And some that's got stuff that I wish they would stay at home, but they'll come with it. Amen. They come in, hug you time two, kiss you on the cheek, and say, well, I've been up all night throwing up. I don't know why I should probably should have stayed home. But God's blessed me. He kept me from that junk, brother. He's protected me many times from stuff like that. But there's something inside of you long about church time. Hey, man, it'll start making you thankful. About right now, they're getting ready to pray. Boy, about right now, they're saying.
Yeah.
Boy, I just had a few white preachers on the floor about right now. Yeah. Oh, my. Now, what did he say? He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. You know what your spirits are doing right there? He's saying, we ain't listening.
Right.
We're not hearing. Oh, Lord, we can just be there.
Yeah.
But then you got those that I'll bless them next Sunday. I'll go next Sunday and bless them. God help us, folks. We're not nobody's blessing. God's the blesser.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. If I do anything, it's because of God.
Amen.
I'm glad tonight that I hear the voice of God.
Amen.
Folks, if we're blessed, we are truly blessed. We live in a country right now and we still can praise God. Amen. We've got things going on that I don't understand, but we're still blessed.
Yeah.
We've got presidents, amen, that I don't have no confidence, but I got a Jesus that I do.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? We got the government that I don't have no confidence in, but I've got a God that I do.
Amen.
You know what he said to government? Amen. We'll be up on his shoulders. Amen.
Right.
I'm looking towards him tonight. He's going to take care. He's the author and the finisher of my faith tonight.
Yeah.
He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Right.
Amen. And all in between says that's what's going to matter.
Yeah.
Amen. What I do for him and what he does for me.
Yeah.
If he never blesses me again down here, I'm blessed. He saves. Recorded my name in glory.
Yep.
See, Obama don't know me. None of the governors know me.
Yep.
If he called them up and told them about me, they'd have to look at my number.
Yep.
What's his social security number? They pull it up and say, well, yeah, here's so-and-so. He made this much, done this, done that. Folks, tonight, Jesus says, yeah, I know him. Got his name up there.
Right?
Yeah, I know him. You know what, Eric, you go praying for me and God. Right there, Jesus looks at him and says, that's one of ours. That's Randy. You know, sorry as he is, Father, let's help him. Or where are you praying for? He loves him enough. He's lifting him up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about being blessed now. You know, we're blessed for having one another.
Amen.
You know, your sweet little wife right there not too long ago, I was having a bad day. She texted me and said, I was thinking about you. Just a little more praying for you. It's a little old simple text message. She didn't know I was having a bad day, but Jesus did. You know what I told Gina? I said, I could just about shout. Little old bald head preacher called me up one day just out of the blue and he said, you all right? And I said, well, I reckon. And he said, well, God told me to call you and pray for him. And he just kind of loose praying. He got done. He said, you feel better? And I said, well, I guess, I reckon. He done it so fast, I didn't know what happened. He said, well, I'll do it. I'll talk to you later, babe. That's the blessings of God. When somebody's thinking about you.
Yeah.
Amen. When God puts it on their heart to pray for you.
Amen.
Amen. Because he loves us, church.
Yeah.
And we need one another.
Right.
We need one another.
Yeah.
And we need him.
Amen.
Amen. This man right here, I love him with all my heart. I'd fight for him in a minute.
Amen.
Amen. Because I know he's prayed for me when other people want to throw me in the garbage. He's seen something in me, brother, worth praying for.
Amen.
And he's held on to that. That's why I love him so much. He's like a daddy to me. Means the world to me. Sister Mary, a mama. Amen. That's what he said for us to look to the elders and fathers and mothers. Amen.
Amen.
That's what it means to me, girl.
Yeah.
Amen. To have people in my life that I can turn to.
Amen.
I know you ever since I've been saved. You've been a blessing to me. It's amazing what God does for us.
That's right.
Blessings. Just don't get off track on blessings. That's what it is. It's a blessing. It wasn't. I was taller. And man, I'll tell you, I do have a thorn in my flesh, brother. You're here lately. It ain't Ruth. I got something in my left heel that hurts so bad till my heel hurts. Everything but the other day. Right now, I could just skip and hop and jump and have carry up and it hurt a bit. I'm blessed by being here. I'm blessed coming in. And I'm going to be blessed going out. Unless one of you slap me. I love you. Now, Sister Carolyn, being here in my right hand tonight, you come. Hey, man, you wouldn't call me a piano player, so I'm just going to use her tonight. I love my little sister. She has been a blessing to me. Well, they've helped me and cared for me and stood with me when nobody else said
anything.
Amen. They stick their neck out for me in South Stand. We, George L. told me, he said, hey, he said, brother, he said, I'll stand with you, John, but I think you're right. He said, I'll fight for you. He said, if you're wrong, young, young. Amen. And I appreciate that.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. It's the truth. Folks, tonight, we need each other. We need the Lord. Maybe God's blessed you and you just want to thank him. Maybe you just realize tonight what the Lord's really done for you. This world hates us. It's going to do everything it can. Satan's going to come at us. He's going to fight us. He's going to give us all manner of trouble. That's what it's all about. That's how you know you're saved tonight, sissy. Hey, man, what do you think the devil will come at you two for? Hey, because he'd like to destroy everything. But praise God tonight. Get in the hands of Jesus tonight. Hey, pass by, sis. Hey, maybe you want to shout for it to God. Hey, what he does for me. Well, I don't understand everything, but I know what God does.
Amen.
Something's going to take us out of this walk of life. Paul, we go by the way of the grave or we go by the rapture. Either way, we're blessed tonight for what the Lord's done for us.
Bless the church.